Mike Harding, and it's a beautiful late autumn, early winter day here in the Yorkshire Dales. I'm sat in my stone shed, and outside the last colours of autumn are just being blown from the trees. It's beautiful, absolutely gorgeous out there. My neighbour's got an apple tree with about 3 dozen apples still left on it, the big red rosy apples, and the birds keep nicking them. But the trouble is, the apples are big and the birds are small, so they only make it as far as my garden, and they drop them so that my little patch of grass is full of slowly rotting apples turning into cider. I'm going to have to start going round the lawn, eating the grass. Well, you can't let all that potential cider go to waste, can you? Going to kick right off with a track from Mawkin's most recent album, The Ties That Bind. And this song is called Wreckers on the Shore. Wreckers are the people that used to light beacons on the shore, attracting ships onto the rocks, thinking that they were heading for safe harbour. They weren't. They were just about to be looted and in some cases murdered by the wreckers on the shore.
Salvagers, come listen to my song. A few remarks I have to make, I won't detain you long. And here's to our vessel, stout and good as ever yet was built of wood. Amongst the reefs where the breakers roll, we're wreckers on the shore.
Amongst the reefs where the breakers roll, we're wreckers on the shore.
Wreckers on the Shore from Mawkin's most recent album, The Ties That Bind. Mawkin, M-A-W-K-I-N. If you want details on them or any other acts that you're going to hear on this show, then just go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and all will become plain, because there's a link through to every artist on this show and every artist on every previous show, which I think is now 203, something like that. Anyway, I'm going to play another track from Luke Jackson's new album, Tall Tales and Rumours. Luke Jackson is still, I think, in his early to mid-20s. He's a very, very young guy indeed, but he's been playing in public since he was 13, would you believe? This last year, he's done something like 200 live gigs and travelled, I think it was it 60,000 miles? Something like that. He's been all over the place and it shows because he's just got better and better. One of the great voices of the new young stars of the folk scene, and he's also a terrific songwriter. Just listen to the words of this next song, Aunt Sally.
Sally's head is spinning, she's struggling to see a thing. Said it's something she ate, but I reckon it's the pills and all the drink. Aunt Sally's feeling blue, Aunt Sally's feeling grey. Been years since she's been feeling in the pink. Oh, Sally is singing now as the medication takes its toll. In the busiest street of her hometown, she's searching for some rock and roll. Powdered her nose in the cubicles and is ready to explode. Been years since anybody's cared to know. Showed her down a river on a raft of broken dreams. Filled her up with potions, lies and pills and schemes. Told her she was better off, but that ain't what it seems. As Aunt Sally screams. Raining is pouring, Sally's snoring, made bass in the closed down school. But she got kicked out of her home, her house now sleeps in my old English room. Oh, times are hard, but she ain't no quitter. Been years since she's been feeling chipper. Oh, they sold her down a river on a raft of broken dreams. Filled her up with potions, lies and pills and schemes. Told her she was better off, but that ain't what it seems. As Aunt Sally screams, well, as she screams, oh, Sally is feeling queasy, looks like she's coming down. Paid for a trip, guess that was it. What will she do now? Aunt Sally's back to blue, Aunt Sally's back to grey. But Aunt Sally's gotten used to it, it's just another day. Down a river on a raft of broken dreams. Filled her up with potions, lies and pills and schemes. Told her she was better off, but that ain't what it seems. As Aunt Sally screams, Sally screams, Aunt Sally screams.
Luke Jackson with Aunt Sally from his album Tall Tales and Rumours. Now, in the last show, I interviewed that great English folk singer Jackie Oates, and she mentioned that she was working now with Megan Henwood as well as having a solo career. And in fact, I played a track from the EP they made together, simply called Wings, I think in the weeks leading up to the interview with Jackie. I'm going to play another track from it now. This is, I suppose you could say, the title track, What's the Use of Wings? Vocals shared by Megan Henwood and Jackie Oates. And it's a beautiful song. in my humble opinion.
I could have been a giant, said the bonsai tree. Someone bound my roots and held me down. I could have reached the heavens, said the snowy owl. But they clipped my wings and kept me on the ground. I think I heard them tell me that they loved me. They cared for me, without them I would die. But what's the use of roots if you can't spread them? And what's the use of wings if you can't fly? I could have been a singer, said the minor bird. But they caged me and told me what to say. I could have run forever, said the pony. But they bridled me and made me go their way. Forever, so it seems. But what's the use of voices without freedom? And what's the use of living upstream? Why do people cage the things they love the most? Is it simply that they fear to be alone? If you give your love its freedom, it leaves you, it was never yours to own. I could have found adventure, said the angel fish. Now my world's so small, there's nowhere left to go. I could have ruled the kingdom, said the lion. Now this land inside my head is all I know.
What's the Use of Wings from Jackie Oates and Megan Henwood's EP, simply called Wings. Now, John McSherry is one of the greatest pipers on the planet. Not just that, he's an absolutely amazing composer. He's written some fantastic tunes, and he's just produced an album called The Seven Sons, which is based upon, well, I suppose based is the wrong word, which draws its inspiration from the stories under the soil in Ireland, the standing stones, the souterrains, the fairy forts. Irish mythology is probably the best way to put it. He's banded together with some other fantastic musicians, Niamh Dunn, the great fiddler, Mike McGoldrick, of course, low D whistle and pipes are his forte, and Sean Ugg Graham on guitar. The production, care and attention to the overall sound of this album is second to none. I'm going to play a track now called Atlantean, which I think refers to the fact that there was a theory a little while back that the early Celts, the people who invaded or peopled Ireland, came from North Africa. Whatever, it is a fantastic track. Some great, great low D whistle on this. stuff. John McSherry from his album The Seven Suns, that's S-U-N-S, with The Atlantean. Cracking playing. Brilliant. Now, Chris Manners is a singer-songwriter, a Yorkshireman who, according to him, quote, loves wrestling with semicolons and all sorts of steel-strung guitars. His most recent album is called Temporary Filling, and from it this is a song called England's Last Apprentice, which I really, really like. It's very sparse, just a voice, a guitar, and as I very often say, three chords and the truth.
Sleeping like a bear, my mother roused me out and said to hurry. And she fixed me up a snap tin and a flask of last night's tea. Said that I'd be fine, so not to worry. It was like another country, that early Monday light. The boy I used to be gone in the night. And me overalls were baggy, so I pulled the belt in tight. All England's last apprentice. They were kind enough to start us on that early working day, though in time there came the pranks and oaths and weeping. And they made me fetch and carry, boil the kettle, mash the tea, and sweep down every floor that needed sweeping. Tuesday noon my overalls were tight across me chest. I could smoke and drink and swear with all the rest. And I fell asleep on Wednesday night, dog tired, feeling blessed and proud to be all England's last apprentice. And I learned to trust me hand to guide the chisel and the plane. My thumb was sure and true as any measure. And by Thursday I could free the spirit from the living wood with a box of tools that made my work a pleasure. But the foreman shook his head, laid me off on Friday night. I'm sorry, lad, there's just no work in sight. And me overalls got baggy, so I pulled the belt in tight. All England's last apprentice. Fittings from the workshop hang up on the taproom walls. Weekend drinkers ask what they were meant for, and they never seem to see me as I show them what to do. Ask them what those 7 years were spent for. Run your fingers gently over handle, over blade. Feel the dents and scratches my hands made. Now them tools are ornaments, but once they were me trade. In the days when I was England's last apprentice. Yes, now them tools are ornaments, but once they were me trade. In the days when I was England's last apprentice. Thank you.
Manners' Last Apprentice. Chris Manners there from his album Temporary Filling with a story which is the same the whole world over, whether it's America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, wherever. De-skilling, chuck them on the scrap heap, get cheap labour in. Anyway, enough of that. Hannah Shearer Nyman is the very talented daughter of that wonderful old-timey musician Arnie Nyman. Like her dad, she comes from Toronto, but is one of the stars of the old-timey scene over there in Canada. Great, great musician and a lovely singer. She's got a new album out called Know the Mountain, and from it, this is a great version of the classic old-timey song Train on the Island. Version there of Train on the Island from Hannah Shearer Nyman's new album Know the Mountain. Now there's a new album out from two blokes I've got a massive amount of respect for, deeply rooted and committed musicians, singers and writers, intelligent and wise. I love all their work. I've already played a traditional song from their album Night Hours. I played Along the Castlery a couple of weeks back. And now from Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith, here's a really beautiful song about the loneliness of night workers. I often think of those people trudging to work as we are leaving the city, and they're going to go in and do all the cleaning and all the looking after the sick people and all the digging and all the stuff that has to be done overnight. It actually starts with some live recording of the atmosphere in a city late at night.
City sleeps. I am a man. the night I was in a world forgot. On my own here I can see the way things are going.
Goldsmith and Jimmy Aldridge with the title track of their new album, Night Hours. I love the way that the noises of the city turn into the heartbeat of the city. You can hear that sort of da-dump, da-dump, and then that becomes the beat under which the banjo starts to come in. Great stuff. Two fine, fine songwriters and singers, and their new album is an absolute cracker. Now, Dick Gochan, without any doubt, was one of the great movers and shakers of the second wave of the folk revival of the late 60s, all the way through the 70s and beyond. A great singer, a man deeply rooted in the tradition and in the politics of his native land of Scotland. He was a personal favourite of Pete Seeger, who regarded him as one of the finest singers ever to emerge from these islands. Well, as many of you will know, Dick's not been well recently, and there's going to be a benefit concert in Edinburgh on the 27th of this month, which is next Sunday. Billy Bragg's going to be there, Kareem Polwart, Phil Cunningham and Ali Bain, and many, many more. It's going to be a fantastic night, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I'm able to get there myself. Meanwhile, just to give you a taste of the man's great music, this is Dick Gochan with one of the best versions ever of the David Wilcox song, What You Do With What You've Got.
Someone like him, he was tall and strong and lean, with a body like a greyhound and a mind so sharp and keen. But his heart just like a laurel, grew twisted around itself, till almost everything he did brought pain to someone else. Well, it's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to be. It's not how big your chain is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not just what you're given, it's what you do with what you've got. And what's the use of two strong legs if you only run away? And what use is the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? What good is strength and muscle if you only push and shove? And what's the use of two good ears if you can't hear those you love? And it's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to be. It's not how big your chain is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not just what you're given, it's what you do with what you've got. Between those who use their neighbours and those who use a cane, between those in constant power and those in constant pain, between those who run to evil and those who cannot run, tell me which ones are the cripples and which ones touch the sun. And it's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to be. It's not how big your shame is, but how much you can share. But the fights you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not just what you're given, it's what you do with what you've got. And what's the use of two strong legs if you only run away? And what use is the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? What good is strength and muscle if you only push and shove? And what's the use of two good ears if you can't hear those you love? And it's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to be. It's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fates you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not just what you're given, it's what you do with what you've got.
What you've got, Dick Gocken there, from the classic album Outlaws and Dreamers. And if you're anywhere at all in the Edinburgh region, then go, if you can, next Sunday to the Festival Theatre. Billy Bragg, Kareem Polwart, Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham, amongst many, many others. I've got a website, contact www.edtheatres, that's all one word, edtheatres.com/Dick Gocken. Repeat, three W's, edtheatres.com/Dick Gocken. And with a bit of luck, I'll be able to get there myself. I've got to try and get a train somehow from Canterbury to Edinburgh on the Sunday. I'll see. Now, I'm going to play another track from the great new album from Kate Rusby, Life in a Paper Boat. This is The Witch of the Westmorland, written by that great singer and songwriter Archie Fisher. It tells the story of a wounded knight who staggers into the forest, where at an enchanted pool he meets a creature who is half woman and half horse. It's all of the one with the Celtic legends of lake people, fairies, witches, dryads or mermaids. In fact, there's a pool under Kinder Scout in the Peak Park called the Mermaid's Pool, and not far away on the Staffordshire Roaches there's one called the Doxy Pool, where a creature like a dryad, a water sprite, is supposed to live. And of course, on Bodmin Moor, you have Dosemary Pool, which is supposed to be where the sword Excalibur was flung when it was taken from the dying hands of King Arthur. Anyway, I've talked too much. Kate Rusby with The Witch of the Westmoreland.
This way, and wherefore came you here?
Album Life in a Paperboat, Kate Rusby with a beautiful version of the Archie Fisher song, The Witch of the Westmoreland. Love the references there to the lakes like Wastwater, a chilly and chilling place on a winter's day. If you've ever been, you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, on December the 4th, coming to settle Victoria Hall is that great band The Changing Room, based in Cornwall. Lead vocals of Sam Kelly and Tanya Britton. They've written some absolutely brilliant songs, and this is amongst them. From the album Picking Up the Pieces, this is The Changing Room with Caradon Hill, a song about the hard times that the mining communities had to suffer in the days when the miners were digging deep underground, searching for copper.
Hillside dark and deep, underneath our feet, men work themselves to death. On the edge of life they fight to find the scene before it steals away their breath. Keep the candle burning, boys, be careful as you go. We're waiting on the surface, boys. Break the oar when you find the low. And each time we hear the bell, we're in heaven and in hell, as we wait for news from deep beneath the ground. We're hungry and we're weak, and the copper all we seek is elusive, it's nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. find the load, we feel the ground explode, and the silence so, so loud. We break the rock apart, but beyond broken hearts, there's nothing to be found. And each time we hear the bell, we're in heaven and in hell, as we wait for news from deep beneath the ground. We're hungry and we're weak, and the copper all we seek is elusive, it's nowhere to be found. Cross, pen and toe, and buried on the moor are echoes of our lives. A miner's life is hard, and Carolyn Hill is scarred with remnants of our plight. And each time we hear the bell, we're in heaven and in hell, as we wait the news from deep beneath the ground. We're hungry and we're weak, and the copper all we seek is elusive, it's nowhere to be found. Each time we hear the bell, we're in heaven and in hell, as we wait for news from deep beneath the ground. We're hungry and we're weak, and the copper all we seek is elusive, it's nowhere to be found. We're hungry and we're weak, and the copper all we seek is elusive, it's nowhere to be found. It's elusive, it's nowhere to be found.
Carrington Hill from the Changing Rooms album, picking up the pieces. And like I say, they're appearing at Settle Victoria Hall, just down the road from me. I know you can't get here from Oak Ridge, Tennessee, or from Perth in Australia, because the buses aren't running all that regular. But for anybody who's able to get there, it's going to be another fantastic night at the hall, which is rapidly becoming the folk centre of this part of the Yorkshire Dales, at least. Yeah, the Changing Room there, Settle December the 4th, which is not very far off. Now, no less than 1.5 hours ago, there came to the P.O. Box number this little CD I've got in front of me here from Park Records. I've not had a chance to listen to all of it yet, but what I've heard is great. It's a new one from Steel Eye Span called Dodgy Bastards. And quite an amazing title. It's got The Cruel Brother on it, Johnny Armstrong, The Boys of Bedlam, Cromwell Skull, Gulliver Gentle and Rosemary, The Gardener, traditional song, The Lofty Tall Ship, and Shallow Brown, two more, and lots of other stuff as well, including this next track I'm going to play now. Like I say, I've had a very quick listen, and I've picked this one out because I think it's lovely. This is Maddy Pryor in fine voice with Steel Eye Span and the traditional English ballad All Things Are Quite Silent, one of the most beautiful of all traditional songs.
Silent, each mortal at rest, when me and my true love they snug in one nest, when a poor set of ruffians broke into our cave, and they forced my dear jewel to plow the soil. My darling, as I would for my life, but they'd not listen to me, although a fond wife, saying the king must have sailors, to the seas he must go,
His voices made the valleys to
Things Are Quite Silent, a beautiful version of a classic English traditional song from the new album from Steel Eye Span, Dodgy Bastards. Some title, that. Now, I've already played you a track from Catherine Tickell's album, well, I should say Catherine Tickell and Friends' album, Water of Tyne, which is a celebration of the North East and its great traditional music and song. And also, in this case, a piece of prose which comes from St. Bede's Ecclesiastical History of the English People. St. Bede, as many of you know, is said to have spent most of his life and to have written the book in a tiny cell, a little monastic cell in Jarrow, close to Newcastle. The track I'm going to play you is called Bede's Sparrow. And actually, it's a philosophical look at the shortness of life. And the track tells the story better than I can.
When we compare the present life of man on earth with that time of which we have no knowledge, it seems to me like the swift flight of a single sparrow through the banqueting hall, where you are sitting at dinner on a winter's day with your thanes and counsellors. In the midst, there is a comforting fire to warm the hall. Outside, the storms of winter, rain or snow, are raging. This sparrow flies swiftly in through one door of the hall and out through another. While he's inside, he's safe from the winter storms. But after a few moments of comfort, he vanishes from sight into the wintry world from which he came. Even so, man appears on earth for a little while, but of what went before this life, or of what follows, we know nothing.
Catherine Tickell and Friends from the album Water of Tyne with the story of Bede's Sparrow. Now, I mentioned that the concert next Sunday night, the Festival Theatre in Edinburgh, and here's two of the lads who are going to be appearing on the bill with Billy Bragg, Kareem Polwart, and loads more people. It's Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham, two, well, you couldn't just describe them as musicians, two geniuses, genii, whatever you call them, and they're also two of the funniest men on the planet. If you've not seen them live, I've never laughed so much in years as I did when I saw them recently on tour. They are funny as well as incredibly talented. However, they're not going to be funny now. Here's two great tunes, The Munster Buttermilk and Mrs. O'Sullivan. Two classic Irish jigs played wonderfully. Bain and Phil Cunningham from the album Portrait with Munster Buttermilk and Mrs. O'Sullivan, two cracking Irish jigs, and those boys will be appearing next Sunday at the Festival Theatre in Edinburgh as part of the tribute fundraising concert for the great Dick Gawkin. Now, I played a track from Dave Van Ronk's album Ragtime Jug Stompers last week, I think it was, so here's another. This is Dave Van Ronk with a great version of a song that we used to play in the Edison Bell Spasm Band many yonks back, Stealing. And the lines we used to sing were not put your arms around me, but put your legs around me like a circle round the sun. Not because we were rude boys, but because those were the original lyrics.
Thank you. arms around me like a circle around the sun. I want you to love me, baby, like my easy rider done. Don't believe I love you, look at the fool I've been. Believe I'm sick and look at the hole I'm in. Stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. I'm stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. She's my height and size, she's a married woman. Comes up to see me sometime, don't believe I love you. Look at the fool I've been. Don't believe I'm sinking, look at the hole I'm in. Stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old we used to be. I'm stealing, stealing. Mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be.
Wonderful. Stealing from Dave Van Ronk, and the album it comes from is called Ragtime Jug Stompers. And I had to get that sent all the way from Japan. And when it first came, it was in Japanese, and I had to translate it. True. Now, it's a long time since I played this next track. It's one of my favourites ever. It's a beautiful version of the traditional song The Factory Girl by Eilish Kennedy, and it comes from her album Time to Sail. And what impresses me about this track is not just the quality of her voice and her singing, because Eilish is just one of the very best singers from the west of Ireland ever, but the percussionist that she uses, well, that's all she uses, the percussionist that she uses on this track, it is just simply amazing. But let's see what you think.
I ain't gonna work on the factory and greasy up my clothes. Ain't gonna work on the factory, got splinters in my toes. Pity me, my darling, pity me, I say. Pity me, my darling, and carry me away. No more I'll hang my bobbins up, no more I'll take them down. No more I'll do this dirty work, I'm leaving this old town. Pity me, my darling. Blow to call me up so soon. No more I'll hear that whistle blow to call me from my home. Pity me, my darling, pity me, I say. Pity me, my darling, and carry me away. No more I'll wear that old black dress, greasy all around. No more I'll wear the old black cap with holes all in the crown. Pity me, my darling, and pity me, I say. Pity me.
from the album Time to Sail. That was Eilish Kennedy with Factory Girl, the percussion from Greg Sheehan. And to be brutally honest, the track does go on for a couple more minutes, but I haven't got time to play the entire tune because it goes out on an instrumental and I want to play you something else now. But I do think that that is one of the greatest tracks ever. It just really cheers me up. It's one of those like the Jackie McCauley version of the old triangle that never fails to bring a little bit of a glow to the old heart. I'm going to finish with a song from Leonard Cohen. You'd have had to have been underground or kidnapped for the last several days not to know that the great singer-songwriter went off to the gig in the sky. I'm going to play this next song in particular for Jenna and Tom, who are getting married in Australia, and for Carrie Calvert, who loves this song greatly. This is Leonard Cohen with Dance Me to the End of Love.
Safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Oh, let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel the moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Oh, dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end. Dance me to the wedding now, dance me on. Dance me very tenderly and dance me very long. We're both of us beneath our love, we're both of us above. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the children who are asking to be born. Dance me through the curtains that our kisses have outworn. Raise a tent of shelter now, though every thread is torn. Dance me to the end of love. Safely in. Touch me with your naked hand. Touch me with your glove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love.
Great song for a songwriter and singer who's missed by millions and millions of people worldwide. The great and late Leonard Cohen. Dance Me to the End of Love, and that version comes from an album simply called The Greatest Hits. Thanks ever so much for listening, particularly you people in Australia, Canada, the west of Ireland, South Africa, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and on FM radios all over the UK. Don't forget, we've got no money for advertising, so please spread the word, because word of mouth is the best thing ever. Also, go to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and you can download this show for as long as you want. Keep it on your iPad, your clone, your iPhone, or whatever. Also, if you want to donate to the show, because the pay time is coming up, the end of the year, and I've got to pay for the server, I've got to pay for licenses, so if you feel like throwing a bob or two our way, you can do that via the donate button. Many of you have been very generous in what you've given us, and that's helped to keep us going for the last year. So it'd be nice to keep going for another year, if possible. Thanks again for listening. Do look after yourselves, because, well, isn't it getting very, very strange indeed? I'm beginning to wonder whether I've not suddenly shifted into a parallel universe after too many pints of Saltaire Blonde, one of the finest ales on the planet. You never know. Ta-ra.